What's up, guys? I'm Ethan Shufflebarger. I'm joined here today by my co-host,
George Wall.
And guys, let's get in the thick of it. So, George.
Yes.
How have you been, buddy?
It's been good, man. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. It hasn't been too long. I mean, you know, it feels like a lot longer since the back-to-school retreat, since we last saw each other.
Yeah, it's been like
it has been.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks since the last recording, and I did see you recently, so, I mean, it hasn't been too terribly long, but nevertheless, it's too long.
It is too long. Too long for us to be apart.
Yes, too long. So today we have several things on the agenda to talk about. At a glance, we want to talk about our new setup, how school's been going for both of us, back to school retreat.
And the big one.
And the big one, our college decisions. And so stay tuned for all of that. We're super excited about this episode. Our third one, right?
It is our third one. This is the third episode of In the Thick of It, guys. We are now in I think it's okay to call it a routine by now.
We're entering a routine.
At three.
Yeah.
Because the first one's kind of like, oh my gosh, it's the first episode of the podcast. And the second one's like, oh, they actually kept it up. And the third one's like, all right, well, now it's, you know, going
for
on.
For sure.
So it's going on, guys.
Yes.
It is actually going on.
So, guys, we are also now on Google Podcasts. We're Apple, Spotify, and now Google Podcasts. And so make sure to check us out on there. If you use an Android, we forgive you if you do, but if you have an Android, now you get to listen to us, fortunately. You came last, as you should, but...
Ow.
Ouch. Anyways, but...
Google Podcasts. I don't know how it works, but...
Go check it out.
Our hosting service said, hey, you want it on Google Podcasts? We said, why not? And so it's
on as well.
Now.
Yep, I clicked one button and it happened, so...
Guys, we're about to read some five-star reviews.
Yeah, we have a lot. I'm actually, like, blown away.
I'm actually shaking and crying right now. Like, this
trembling.
Is
so, I'll go first.
You got this.
Yeah, so this one, this review, five-star review, it comes from the username justlookin1015, and it's as follows. Fellas, long-time listener, first-time reviewer. Great podcast. Excited to see how God is going to use and grow both of you. Top quotes thus far. Arthur Lynn, Central Prodigy. Quote, I'm going to go see if I can find my driftwood color pencils. Quote.
That was me that said that. I said that.
You said that?
Thanks, Arthur. I said the wood pencils.
Oh, yeah. You said about the wood pencils. Yeah. So that was my favorite. Obviously, that was Arthur Lynn. Thank you, Arthur, for that wonderful review. Appreciate
Arthur,
it.
I haven't got a chance to check for my colored pencils. I will.
He'll find them. I'm sure they're somewhere.
Yeah. And if not, I'll go buy another set and pretend they were yours.
All right. Ethan has a good one.
This one I just couldn't pass up.
Too good.
From Slave to Christ, which I know is Kevin Anglin. The title is Podcast Review. 5 stars. If I had to describe this podcast in 3 words, they would be worthy, yeet, and bittersweet.
Very nice. Kevin Anglin in the clutch. Don't forget, guys. You go leave a 5-star review, and we select 2 each episode, and we will shout you out. You'll be in the chance for that. So go leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and leave a written review, and we will
read it.
Possibly on air. So
clean.
Make sure to go do that.
So let's get right into it.
In the thick of it.
I am in a soundproof room in our dorm hall, Patterson Hall.
Yeah, Valdosta's got like the hookup. He has a soundproof room in his dorm, and then they have
a
recording studio, right?
Yeah, we have access to a professional mixing studio, like for video and audio.
That's insane.
Which I will try to be renting. I currently have a hold in my account due to the grace of the Valdosta parking police.
Wow.
Because I haven't paid that ticket.
That same ticket
rent.
That's been 2 weeks that you talked
about
last
episode.
Yeah,
it's been a little bit. It's been a little bit. But, I mean, they can wait. I mean, they've waited this long, you know? And
you probably
I think
should
they can
handle
wait a little
that.
Longer.
We'll use,
yeah, I will handle
that
very soon.
You can use all that R-Show money we bring in.
Oh yeah, racking in like all those stacks. But yeah, so right now I'm just in a soundproof booth. And George, you're in your room, right?
Yes, I'm in my room. Currently, it's unoccupied. Cole is playing basketball right now, I think, and then he has this week is rush week, and so there's a lot of there's a lot of events and stuff, and to you know, for the lead up to bid day. But so he'll be busy. But I said you can feel free to come in the room. I'm just going to be recording for a couple hours. But he's like, nah, bro, I'm about to go ball. And so I was like, all right, man, whatever.
The grind don't stop.
The grind don't stop, dude. I haven't played a pickup game yet. I'm kind of disappointed in myself, but I have been busy.
Well, I'm not, because I suck at basketball, so I just embarrass myself.
Oh, man.
So you've been busy. How's school been?
School's been going pretty good. I'm, you know, kind of getting...
Post-back-to-school treat.
Yeah, post-B2SR, kind of getting into a routine somewhat. I discovered one integral part of my routine.
Let me guess. Is it visiting Chick-fil-A?
It is visiting Chick-fil-A.
How did I guess, guys? It was not planned.
I don't know. I have no idea how you guessed.
What's the tally at this point?
I'm at 14 days.
14 days in a row or 14
14
visits?
School days in a row. Like, every day I've had class on campus, I've been to Chick-fil-A, pretty much. So,
is it one trip a day, or are there multiple trips?
There's been
day?
Multiple trips several days, but it's...
So how many meals have you had from Chick-fil-A?
On campus or total?
Yes. Well, I mean, if you're keeping a total, then I'd like to know, too.
If it's total, I think it's probably been... I mean, if you include the ones we've had in Dothan, like, since I've been to school, it's probably been... It's close to 20. I'm at 14, though, and I've had several days here. I've gone there twice, so I'd probably say about 20 total, but it's 14 school days is the consensus.
Can we get a sponsorship?
I know, Chick-fil-A. Mary Beth, Miss Mary Beth, where are you? Listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we can give some good reviews. I've been eating Chick-fil-A quite a lot, too, with our meal swipes here, but not at that level. It's pretty impressive.
Thank you. I'm seeing how long I can go. And when I get tired of it, I'm going to stop, but I haven't gotten tired of it yet. I haven't gotten tired of it yet. besides that, I've also discovered Witch is a very hot spot on campus. Have you ever had Witch, Ethan?
We have a Witch on campus, but I have not tried it yet. I think I can do a meal swipe there too. I just
yeah, that's how it is for me.
I haven't tried
meal swipes.
What's it all about? I hear it's just a better Subway.
Oh, it's definitely a better Subway.
Give me a rundown of Witch.
It's basically you go in. Their staple is like Sharpies and bags, and so what you do is you grab a bag, and they have different bags depending on what you want. You get the build your own, the quick select. There's several different options. But I always go for the build your own. And as long as I get ham, it's a meal swipe. And so basically you get a red Sharpie, get a meal bag, you mark everything off you want on it, go down the list, and then you turn it in, and they total it up, and you pay. And what we do for our meal swipes, like I can just tap my phone. And
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I can just tap my phone, and it's like in my wallet. And I'm good. Like I've obviously eaten a lot of Chick-fil-A and a lot of Witch, and I've only spent about $45 of my dining dollars.
Yeah.
And cause most of them have meal swipes. Most of the stuff I get counts for meal swipes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's what I like doing. I mean, I'm using these dining dollars cause I don't want to like, you know, get to the end of the semester and have like $1 billion of dining dollars and not know what to do with them. Cause they don't roll over anything. So if you don't use them, you're just wasting it.
Ours roll over a semester, but not yearly.
I don't think they roll over
at all
for us, but not at all. I don't know. I mean, you know, first semester here, so still figuring it out. But I've been told they don't.
That's pretty much my routine. I really haven't. You know, but we talked about classes. There's nothing new on that stuff. I had my first test this week. I have.
You had it or
no?
You
I have religion.
Me
and
too.
Then chemistry next Monday. So we'll see how those go. And I have a psychology quiz. Today, when people are hearing this episode, so pray for me when you listen to this. so that's
I actually have a sociology quiz same day you have a psychology.
Very nice,
quiz.
Very nice.
Wow, that's the same day that this is getting released.
Wow, that's amazing,
dude. I must say that back to school retreat devastated my like productivity.
That's hilarious.
In the wake, like getting back, dude.
Yeah,
I got back and I was like, man. It's been nice not having to do stuff because I guess I was just on a high of being at college and being like, all right, let's get some work done.
I feel that.
So I got back and I just like, I don't know. I just waited to do everything and did it all at once and then like slept a lot. I wasn't being nearly as productive. I think also I was really tired from back to school retreat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just now like recovering from that. I'm just now starting to get productive again.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Getting back in the swing of things.
I have to do a film music review. Ugh. So I have to like review some music and film.
That sounds awful.
It's not
awful.
The worst thing ever. It's not. Yeah. Yeah. It's the worst thing ever. Honestly. Watching some of my favorite scenes in film. It's kind of the worst, but no, I got to find some scenes to analyze after this, but that is neither here nor there. So, George, I must ask.
Yes.
How was the back-to-school retreat for you?
Man, back-to-school retreat. Well, it was pretty good. We both were first-time leaders.
Yes, so for you guys who don't know, back-to-school retreat, quick rundown. The church goes to Panama City Beach, specifically to Laguna Beach Retreat. Is that not what it
yes,
is called?
Yes, Laguna Christian Beach Retreat.
So it's like a little, I would say resort. That is not what it is. It is a place to stay.
Yeah, it's not a resort.
Nothing against them. So we go down there. It's like 3 days. It's on Labor Day weekend. We do worship, games, and just have a good time.
Yes.
Down there at the beach.
One of the best, three-nighters of the year for me.
For me too.
So yeah, but we are both leaders. And
which is what was your experience with that?
I'll build up to you because I don't have a ton of monumental or revelational discoveries as a first time leader. But I do I enjoyed it a lot. I mean, it was a lot of fun actually, like being able to go to the ice cream shop by myself. And also, I mean, you know, getting to lead a small group is always good. Yeah. I was with some guys that are more of my age, which is
good. That was probably odd.
Yeah, it was a little bit more odd.
That's an interesting dynamic.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I enjoyed the group I had, and it was me and Mr. Brad Fussell. We were co-leaders of the small group, and we had three small group sessions, and our people were, if I can remember, Hunter Hawkman, Caleb Johnson, Judson Poe. Oh gosh, as I forget, don't kill me, guys. Oh, of course, J.M. Barry.
How could you forget?
How could I forget
the
him?
Man with the boombox.
The man with the yeah, and Mr. Brad Fussell, of course. And then we had Griffin Toms, the lovely. And
the one and only Yellow Bello 15.
Yellow Bello 15. And oh no, we only had five. We had one more. Who am I forgetting that's gonna kill me? Oh shoot, Andrew Dingler. How could I forget Dingler?
How could you forget the lady
so that,
killer?
Those were my
Andrew Dingler.
The lady killer. Those were my that was my group.
Yeah.
And it was good. They're all like a sophomore, junior, and so I'm a freshman in college, so we're obviously very close in age. So it was good though. What about you, Ethan? How was your overall experience?
I can say I think I had the best male group there, like seventh and eighth graders. I think that's around, they were like 13.
Yeah.
It was Will, Daniel, McGlon, Carson, Lee, Konar. Konar was definitely a highlight. Me and Konar were both top bunks right beside each other. So
nice.
Every morning I got to wake up right next to that. Konar.
What a guy.
And the last one, it's slipping my mind, but I can see his face. I'm bad with names. So if I remember it, I'll say it. But if I don't, I love you still. we had a dude. Honestly, those guys were such a good group. We never ran out of things to talk about in our small groups. And like, it was just a really good time. They were some solid
How
dudes.
Did nights go?
So nights, oh yeah, nights. We'd be sitting there. We'd all be winding down, getting ready for bed, as you do. And how could I forget Chris Hawkins?
The wonderful. How could you forget him?
I didn't forget him. I was saving him for last.
Oh, gotcha.
But
best for last.
Yes, exactly. We would be chilling. We'd be chilling in our room. And, you know, we just start talking. And we find out that we have a bunch of little scaredy cats in our room, especially Konar. But, I mean, all the guys are especially frightened, it seems, pretty easily. Some of them more than others. So me and Chris would just start talking about urban legends and stuff, like the mysterious case of Three Bridges Road.
You told them that?
Oh, we told him.
We talked to Konar about that, and he freaked out.
Oh yeah, yeah. And Chris has some. Chris enlightened me on some new stories. Oh, wow. Which maybe we can talk about one day. They were pretty epic.
Wow.
Like I never heard of America's Ghost Stories. Yes, America's Ghost Stories.
Okay.
Maybe another episode.
We'll have to save those for later.
they were actually like so. I was like, oh my gosh, that actually exists.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And so Konar would be sitting there about to pee himself. All the other guys are like laughing, like, oh man, that's pretty cool. That's pretty interesting. And then Konar's over there on his phone looking up clown pictures, like, guys, oh my gosh, this is a clown that chased people. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. we're like, why are you looking it up then?
Stop looking it up, Konar.
So we would have those, you know, such thought provoking conversation. Then we'd all get in bed, you know, we all cuddle up in our blankets.
Yeah.
You know, then you'd hear, ew, who did that? Stop. Shut up, man. Let's go to sleep.
What time is this?
Oh, like 2 in the morning? I don't know. That was the first night for sure. It was 2 in the morning. And it was just a toot, and then a sneeze, and then a shut up. We're supposed to be asleep. And then like, yeah, let's go to sleep. And then there'd be another toot, and the cycle would perpetuate. And the thing is like, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care if these guys were like, they could even be talking about the stupidest thing in the world. They could be talking about, whatever they want to talk about, their middle school drama, their celebrity crushes, but it wasn't a conversation. It was just unintelligent babble to keep each other awake for longer. And
what was the settling down time?
What time did it settle down?
Yeah.
It was, I mean, I didn't check my phone because I didn't want to, see the light. But, like, it was 2 and 2:30. That's when it was, like, that was the latest I ever checked my phone. And that's, like,
big yikes.
That's when they started settling down. But, like, I mean, that felt like an eternity when you're sitting in there listening to them. And, like, you have to be very careful because if you say something, it just perpetuates, you know? So, like, I was trying to just let it die down. And it eventually wouldn't. But, like, man, it was not rough. I will not say it was rough. I enjoyed every second. But,
yeah,
those guys were a blessing for
sure.
Solid
group.
Solid group. Bunch of scaredy cats. We definitely, Lee and Carson and I, and just about every other guy in the room, we got to read the names on the ceiling that the females had written. And we hit a couple of them up. Carson Westbrook is quite the ladies' man.
Wait, so there's names on the ceiling left by past campers of different church groups.
And they're dumb enough to leave their numbers. So, you know, Carson sliding up.
Wait. Dumb enough or smart enough?
I mean, they're smart enough if they catch someone like Carson Westbrook.
But if they catch someone like, I mean, Chandler Wright, then...
Oh! I'm just kidding.
Ugh.
Katie already caught that one, y'all.
Oh,
y'all stay away.
Katie.
But anyways, yeah, what... Carson's just a ladies' man. He sent her a little picture of a dog. He said, oh, dang, Fido, come back here. Anyways, since I'm already over here, what's your name? But, like, he said something way different, but it was, like, about a dog walking over there. But, yeah, anyways, very, very fun.
So would you say that it's a definite, like, we're sending it next year at Baptist Court Treat? Like, you're going to be a leader again?
Yes, definitely. I'll be a leader next year.
Absolutely. And we'll probably be leaders together. Anyways, so moving on. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, guys. All that stuff. Remember all that stuff about us being leaders together? We weren't
together.
But
it's
know what?
It's for the best.
The Lord used that time just as good as he would have if we were together.
Probably. I'm just kidding.
But you know what the best part about that week was? Or the weekend, excuse me.
What was the best part about the weekend, Ethan?
Was not letting Green win anything.
Well,
so maybe they
true.
Won some things, but dang.
Did they win? They did win.
Did they?
They won one thing. What was it? The worst team competition?
Yes. The worst team competition.
Most irrelevant group. I'm just kidding. That's mean.
Guys, we love you, but we hate you because you guys, you know, kind of got stomped. Even Blue, who was placed last, they still, like, won in our hearts, you know?
Yeah.
I think the only people who supported Green was Green. And a beautiful picture.
Why were we so against Green, Ethan? So explain to the audience.
Why were we so against Green?
Yes.
Why were we so against Green? I know maybe in our draft, because we draft players for our team.
Yeah.
This may have been one of the reasons. We just are sitting there, and I'm Chris and Tessa, the other leaders of Team Yellow with me.
Yeah.
I'm keeping track of who we have, and they're keeping track of who everyone else has. And they're just crossing them off the list so we know who we can't call. And we go to get Lee Graft, and suddenly he's on green team. And, like, nobody can remember them calling them. So we almost named the yellow team, like, the coalition to get back Lee Graft. I don't even know if that's the right word, but, like, that's what we wanted to name ourselves because it was just an outrage. And they, you know, mysteriously names were popping up. But also, I think Green had some of the most competitive leaders.
Yeah, for me, it was just, I mean, Anna was over there. And
yeah, I think that was also a really big, yeah, that's, I think, actually.
We're very competitive, so, like, we always want to win everything we do. And, but, you know, there were just a lot of competitive nature over there in the green team. Nothing personal, just all fun and games.
Nothing personal.
We love you, even if you were on green team, we still love you.
Well, just a little bit less than everyone else, but we still love you.
I think one thing that you can't forget to mention when we talk about Baptist Court Treat is basketball.
Basketball. See, I, as stated earlier, I'm not exactly a...
No, you are, but you just prefer to keep your talents to yourself, right?
Yeah, that's actually what it is, because if I did, then I'd just be the total package, Alpha Chad, and nobody else would get a chance with the ladies.
That's true.
So I have to contain myself. But,
yeah.
You know, I will say, though, one of the best things about it is looking over and realizing that they aren't playing shirts versus skins, but, man, Chandler and George still don't have a shirt on. Glistening in the pale moonlight.
I hate wearing a shirt and sweating. It's one of the least favorite things. Like, it's one thing wearing a jersey, like baseball jersey and sweating, but when I'm wearing a cotton shirt, I hate it.
That's the worst.
So, yes, I want to show off my beautiful, amazing... No, I'm just kidding. But
you know, and it's just tempting.
My non-existent six-pack.
Well, all the ladies are looking over there, and they can't, because guess what? Katie and Anna got that on lockdown. That's all for you ladies. Katie, Anna, they do it for you. Nah, but...
Oh, man.
But tell me about your basketball experience.
Well, I'd say it was good. I played a lot the first couple nights. I didn't play any the last night. But for the most part, it was Chandler and I on the team. And then the second night, we had Buddy on our team. And the first night, we had... a group of four. I can't remember who all was on it. But it was a lot of fun. It was competitive. And you know, obviously, you know, the shirts versus skin stuff. We were like, yeah, we'll be shirts. I mean, we'll be skins. but that's always a funny part. And it's, I remember, it's just, it brings back a lot of memories because I remember when I was younger watching the older guys play. And it used to be even more popular when there used to be like a ton of people that would watch. They'd have like full-fledged 5-on-5 games. And, I don't know. It's just a lot of memories in the court, but it's a lot of fun. It's just a good time to especially meet other people from different camps.
Yeah.
And speaking of people from different camps, we got to see some old friends over the weekend.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. Coffee.
What a guy.
What's going on? He has
Ellis
a kid.
Coffee. He's a faithful listener.
Faithful listener. So hopefully he hears us now.
In the thick of it. And we also saw Colton Taunton.
Yeah, Riley walks up to me. He's like, dude, Ellis and Colton are here. I'm like, what are you talking about?
He
points over to the shore, and it's like, I don't know. It's like it's a majestic sight seeing those two men with the ocean behind them, sun.
Golly, man. So many
memories. It was so weird. I did not expect – it really did catch me off guard because, like, what are they doing here?
Because it's like it's Ellis and it's Colton, and then it's Chris Hawkins – and, like, all you're missing is A.J. Hooper, Caleb Graves. I mean, who else are you know, Davis Hall? Like, it's literally, like, over half of the, at least in our lifetime, the Central Hall of Fame, you know?
Yeah, the Hall of Fame, which is under construction right now, Ellis Coffee first member. but, yeah, that was cool. It was good to see them.
So good.
Quite, Ellis apparently, they walked a full mile to come see us.
A full mile? What a group of guys.
Or mile and a half. I don't know.
Wow.
For them, with that physique, it doesn't take that long.
Yeah, they're both dads now in the dad club. And they're also both youth ministers now. Colton just finished his master's at seminary, and then Ellis just finished Bible college. Anyways, so that's kind of the weekend. I mean, there was a lot that went on.
I will say, while you play basketball, Gaga ball is becoming an increasingly popular sport. I wouldn't doubt seeing a Gaga ball pit at the church sometime soon.
I think there's going to be a Gaga pit soon. Because
especially seeing Jeremy Joyner and Logan Collins dominate the Gaga Ball
for
pick?
Sure. Mentioning Gaga Ball, I have to do a quick shout out to my brother James. He's an absolute like monster out there. Like him
Dude,
and his
people
friends
get into it.
I know, like James and Creighton, like absolutely going ham on that Gaga Ball. Tanner and just the kids his age are all into it and just freaking obsessed. Like
the kids his age, but like Jeremy Joyner does not take prisoners. Like I saw the face he had when he was in the Gaga Ball pit staring at that ball. I was like, he's gonna kill someone. Like, it's over. And he did, dude. He went and slayed. His biggest enemy was himself. He got himself out a couple times. But like him and Logan, dude, I bet together we're relying on you to get this Gaga Ball.
What a duo.
But yeah. Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's going to be the church soon. You know it's going to be.
It has to be. It's like it's one of the games like you don't have to have athletic prowess. You just got to be able to hit a ball and pay attention. And it's really fun.
For those of you who don't know, Gaga Ball is a game played in like a it's not an octagon. Is it an octagon? Yeah, an octagonal shape. We'll call it an octagon. It is
you hit a ball around, yes, and if it hits your below your knee, then you're out. And if you hit it out of the Gaga Ball pit, then you're out. And last person in,
you can only touch the ball once
until like later rounds. But
yes,
the basics is that there's a bunch of the kids are up to date on the rules.
It's a game cavemen would make up, but it's nevertheless it is a very satisfying and enjoyable game to play and watch. So.
That was Back to School Retreat 2019. Of course, there's a lot of memories. Can't name everything on the podcast. A
lot of fun. Yeah, it always is. I mean, from the basketball courts to the ice cream shop, beach games, indoor games, free time, late nights, endless farts. It doesn't get
endless
better.
Endless farts.
It doesn't get better.
It was fun, man. I am looking forward to the next one.
I am too. It's always a weekend that it's a breather from the beginning of the school year. It's always
definitely
a lot of fun, yeah.
But sometimes it stunts your academic productivity, but it's always
It's worth it. Stunting your academic productivity for Jesus is a no-brainer, in my opinion.
Back to School 2019, under the belt. I would say it's a success. Let's transition into something we've teased about in some past episodes, is our college decision. For me, you guys probably haven't heard as much about mine just because there's not a huge thing behind it.
Well, I wouldn't say there's a huge thing behind mine, but...
Well, but I think a lot of people knew you as the tech guy. I mean,
that's true.
I knew you really liked Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Like, it was on your lanyard, I'm pretty sure, at one point, right? Like, or not your lanyard, your
key
fob.
It still is.
That's funny. But, I think everybody expected, just because, like, you have the capacity to be a tech. A lot of people, I think, thought you were going there.
Yeah. I want to hear your story first, because.
All right. Yeah, mine isn't too crazy about.
But it's good. We've talked about it a little bit.
So really, I'm at Valdosta right now. You guys know that.
Obviously.
yeah. So, for me, I was really clueless when it came to this whole college thing. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I still don't know what I wanted to do, and I didn't know where I wanted to go. And I was kind of hoping that by the time. I thought I would know what I wanted to do by the time I had to pick a college, and because I knew what I wanted to do, I would pick a college that was best suited for that. And obviously, that never came. So I just was looking for answers. Really, I feel like God laid it on my heart, because it was the only one I really ever considered other than GSW. Valdosta, my parents both went here. My grandfather, my papa, so that's on my dad's side.
Okay, yeah.
He was vice president here for a little while. He actually, shout out papa, he got like the parking garage built here. There's two of them. I don't know which one he got built, but
what
you
a
know,
guy.
Shout
yeah,
out to
I
that,
remember
I'm pretty
you
sure it's the one I
parked. You mentioned it last episode, I think.
Yeah, the one I park in, I'm pretty sure is the one he did, and like it's a godsend because I don't have to walk like forever to get to my.
But you have a parking ticket you haven't paid yet, so.
Let's not talk about that. No, don't judge me. But no. But yeah, so there's family history here. And so, you know, it's on my radar already because, you know, there's, and, you know, my grandparents on both sides lived there. You know, and mom and dad, kind of how the whole thing worked. junior year, I think, Valdosta got a new president. For me, my junior year of high school, Valdosta got a new president. I don't know his name. I wish I knew it. my papa went down to Valdosta for like a gala. I don't know what you call it. Just some sort of like introduction. I don't know. Whatever you call it when you induct somebody. I guess induction of the new
probably.
President. Yeah, whatever you call it. Anyways, it was kind of like a celebration and a get together of a lot of the old faculty and present faculty. And he just was really impressed by the guy, and he came back and he was telling my dad, and I kind of overheard it, and he was telling me too. But he was like, yeah, I mean, the guy has a lot of good plans for Valdosta in the next, you know, he's bold and he's a good speaker and
visionary,
seems like a good leader. Yeah. I mean, he seemed impressed, and I trust, you know, his opinion of that.
So this is like your junior year, right?
Yeah, and at that time, I guess, you know, still thinking about college, but it felt a little more unbiased, just because it felt just like a genuine reaction rather than him trying to convince me to go there.
So yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you guys know the other college, other than GSW, was Old Dominion.
Yeah, Old Dominion was
the shirt.
I was shocked you didn't go there.
Yeah, no, guys, I actually was not considering Old Dominion.
Never considered.
But, I had to keep it inside the state. That was the one requirement. And actually, the other requirement was I would like to go northern Georgia because it is so hot. And guess what? I went southern Georgia, and it's hotter. But so he just junior year, that kind of put it in my head. The other alternative was GSW, which was where, you know, in America is where we're from.
Yeah.
And I really, like, you know, people... this GSW because it's in Americus. I think that's the big thing, and everybody grows up around it, and they just want to get away.
When you grow up there.
Yeah. And honestly, I can't say I ever really shared that thought, but...
I really didn't either. I just didn't really want to go to school there, because it wasn't Americus, but not because I didn't like Americus, just because, you know?
Well, yeah, and so I was like, I mean, I could stay here, but I also felt like getting away would give me some, like, independence, because I will say, like, I needed a push, because if not, I was going to be pretty complacent.
Yeah.
I needed something that would force me to, you know, start doing things on my own.
I get that.
And so Valdosta ended, I felt like the Lord placed that on my heart. Valdosta is where I'm at now. You know, and I also wanted to kind of, I didn't really want to transfer colleges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just didn't feel like that would be the best experience. I would like to go to a place where I can, you know, get my degree, kind of finish it out.
Well, that
makes
sense.
If I wanted to go back, go somewhere else, you know.
Yeah.
But... yeah, you know, that's all future.
That's after we have a few episodes in our belt.
Yeah, so I'm here. I enjoy it. I've kept myself with the mindset that if I feel like I'm being called somewhere else and I'm going to go, I mean, I don't want to. I'm not saying like, you know, I'm really hoping the Lord calls me somewhere else. But like, I'm happy here.
Well, that's good. That's what matters,
too. Yeah, it was tough leaving my friend. Family and friends at Americus, and that's, you know, that was one of the biggest things getting me to go to GSW, but I'm happy here. It's not really that crazy of a story, but that's kind of the thought process that went behind mine. Now you, George, you had the choice of choosing between Mercer and Georgia Tech.
Yeah,
so
I did.
And this one was one I remember you talking about for a while, and I would like to hear more about what was the thought process.
Yeah, there's
behind
you. I wouldn't say it's like a huge thing, but
I mean, it's a pretty big decision.
It was my biggest decision, the biggest decision I've ever made.
Yeah,
hands down.
But so it's a pretty big decision.
Yeah, I guess so. So it definitely, like, you kind of began it junior year, similar for me. I mean, for me it was always I played a lot of baseball, and so I actually had gone and started, I went to a lot of showcases and stuff, and so when I was in high school, about freshman year, I went to a showcase at Mercer, and, you know, just to kind of, just do those for experience and stuff, and face some college coaches, and just get some experience and stuff, and so I ended up doing that 3 years in a row. I did that my freshman, sophomore, junior year, I think. The falls, and that was good. And that's kind of the first like exposure I had to Mercer. And I was always interested in it. And my background for tech was, I was just a huge tech. I've always been a huge tech fan.
Yeah.
My dad went there. My, uncle went there, and, they didn't graduate from there, but, my dad, came back home, and my uncle played golf there, but that's just what sparked my interest in tech and just having been a huge fan. And especially their academics, too. That was a huge thing. The drawback was, and it's not even like a huge drawback, but it was 2.5 hours away, which really isn't that far.
I mean, that's about it's a little bit more than my commute.
Yeah, which, you know, relatively is not that far compared to other schools that I could be going to.
Relatively, it's still not I mean, yeah, grand scheme is not that long, but it's still is distance.
But Mercer was, compared to Mercer, it was over twice the distance. So, but that's kind of like my exposure to those schools. And I really didn't have a lot of thought into where I wanted to go to college. I knew it was always between those two schools. And I mean, I visited Auburn. I visited Emory. Didn't really like those as much. And so I had visited Tech before. And I think kind of around the application process, I went back. And I went home. And like, I really did like the campus. I liked Midtown. Even though I'm from South Georgia, I mean, I like the change. And nothing like particularly, I would say, stuck out. I just enjoyed it overall. And so coming back to America's kind of like application process, submitting all that curls around. And Tech has a very like, it's tough, a tough application process. Like, I just never gave myself you just never know. Like, you just never know with college admissions. So I never like told myself I was definitely going to get in. I mean, I knew I had a decent shot going into my senior year, but I just didn't let, like, I think that's part of, like, the experience overall is I never, like, gave myself the thought that I would be at Tech up until I actually got in, and I just kind of always assumed maybe Mercer, maybe Tech, but so then after kind of the application process is kind of when the stuff starts to hit the fan. So I get in the Mercer like in November, whenever the applications start rolling out. And they have a scholars weekend for like interviewing for scholarships in December. And so I interviewed and ended up getting a good scholarship. And all the scholarships they give are like freshman year. And so, you know, you can't get those back. Going, like, if I went to school somewhere else, I would never have access to that again.
So, and, yeah, this was a, you need to take advantage of this with your freshman decision.
Definitely. And so that kind of, like, it's like, okay, like, that's a step towards Mercer. And but then about 3 weeks later, Tech's early action rolls around. And so, like I said, like, early action is just, it's like, if you get in, you get in. If not, you still have regular decision and you're fine. So I just really didn't. I mean, I was anticipating. I was really excited, but, like, I didn't give my – I was like, you know what, like, it's definitely possible I could be the next round. But I did get in, and –
Yeah, did you post –
Yeah, I did.
This is now just coming to me. You posted, like – because you got, like, a letter, I think, didn't you? And you held it out, and it was, like, something about Tech or something. I feel like I remember seeing it on either your mom's Instagram story or yours.
It was
– Maybe both.
It was online. I don't know if I posted something holding out. If I did, I can't remember.
I think your mom may have posted something like, "You made it, yeah," whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure she did.
I feel like I'm just now remembering that.
Yes, yes. No, you're right. There was something that. And so then I was like, okay, so I have the semester. I have till May 1st. I have like 4 months. And the first couple months, I just really was just torn and had no idea, had no direction.
I mean, I'm sure like it's such a I don't know. Were you happy that you got accepted?
Or yeah,
were you
definitely. I didn't want to get. Denied.
Yeah, I guess. So.
Well, I think if the thing about it too is if I hadn't gotten in, like I wouldn't have grown the way I have, just like through the process. And so like the way it started was, kind of like the pros and cons of both that I had, kind of pre my decision was Mercer. The pros was it was going to be a little bit cheaper than Tech. Essentially, I'd have, like, money left for, like, grad school if I wanted to go to grad school, which I'm probably going to have. For pre-dental, I'm going to have to. I'd have a little bit left for that. And then also, it was closer to home. It's still a great academic school. And it's a great campus. And I knew people that went to both places. But it was definitely a different atmosphere than Tech was. And it's also a smaller school, which is a big thing for me because I come from a small private school. And so then with Tech, the pros were just the network that's there. I had friends that were there already, but even more friends at Tech than I had at Mercer. It was near Passion City. That was a huge thing for me. I love Passion. And just their academics are just awesome. And that was just the main point. And also just having been a Tech fan my whole life. And so that's where I was torn.
Yeah.
And so kind of leading up to it, maybe middle of February, probably I'd met with Jordan in Atlanta, Jordan Sanders. She is a senior this year. Yeah, she's a senior this year, which is crazy to think, at Georgia Tech. And she went to Southland. And she showed me around Tech. She was awesome. So hospitable and I got to see the campus kind of differently. I mean, just kind of from a student's point of view, I got to see what she works for the film team. And I got to kind of see what she did and the opportunities I could have with that if I applied for that. And then we just went and ate lunch and she just kind of talked about it. And I don't know, I felt really good about there. And just leaving, I don't know, it really kind of vaulted Tech to the front. And a few days later, I made my decision that I was going to Tech. And I mean, I was pretty set. I thought that's where God wanted me. I mean, we'd gone to the Church of Passion that Sunday morning before we came home. And I don't know, just that solidified it for me. I really thought that's where God wanted me. And so that's mid-February. And so a couple weeks roll around and I just have some different thoughts. I just begin getting uncertain, questioning my decision. Which for a lot of people, it's a no-brainer. Well, not for me, it wasn't, because I don't know. I'm a huge family guy. I love home. And it was tough. And so I ended up texting my mom. I was I want to go visit Mercer again. So we went and visited. And funnily enough, I visited with another friend that's also a senior this year at Mercer who also went to Southland. So her and Jordan were in the same grade. Her name's Jaina. And she showed me around with one of her friends. And it was great. I kind of got to see it from a student's point of view. It really wasn't anything new. I've been on many visits. I've probably visited Mercer three official times or whatever the preview days are. And so that was a good experience. And I still was just uncertain. And I really don't know why. That's kind of the whole thing about it that made this such a big deal for me, is I didn't know why I was so uncertain. And it really was just those reasons I listed, but there was more to the story that I just really didn't realize. And so I kind of just figured out that Mercer was a little bit more of the safer choice, because it made a little bit more sense than Tech did, because I could always transfer to Tech from Mercer. I couldn't really do that back from Tech to Mercer. And it was a little bit closer to home. It'd be an easier adjustment. And it was just closer to everything and it was closer to everybody. And so that was why I ended up making the decision initially. And since then, there's been a lot. And this is kind of where the meat of the story is. And so since then, that summer, I got to go to Israel this summer. And I learned, there was a lot of stuff that went on in Israel. But one of the things that kind of came up was we just saw so much in Israel, and it was a lot to take in. And so there were several times, I was just to myself, I was like, wow, I feel like I'm not really getting the full experience. I'm not really feeling I'm understanding everything that's going on, and maybe I should I not be more emotional? I'm where Jesus was beaten. we were sitting in the Garden of Gethsemane, and we had a time of reflection or whatever. And so I was just writing down, and I don't journal a whole lot, and it's one of the things I've been trying to do more of. But I was writing down and read a whole bunch in 30 minutes, or for me at least. But one of the things, the main point of what I was writing was I may not really understand, or at least I thought what God was teaching me was, I really don't understand what's going on right now, but I just felt like I was being told to experience and like, I'll teach you about it later. And since then, there's been several things from Israel that I've learned after the fact, like that kind of makes sense along with that. If that makes sense, I don't know. That's kind of a rough explanation, but yeah, how that connects with Tech was, it was a very similar situation or with Mercer. I didn't really understand why I made the decision, but after the fact, there's been several things that have been revealed to me. And so one of them, a huge one, was it gives me the opportunity to like be close to home and close to my family. And I mentioned that before, but in a new light, just being able to be with my brother like through his high school years. He's starting football. I can easily get back to his games. I can make a day trip. I can make two day trips from Mercer. Just being able to be a part of his life. And also his friends' lives, and more specific, you know, like more broadly, the youth group that I grew up in, and being able to be like a mentor there, and so like I really feel like that's one thing that's like God's put in my heart, just being able to be a part of Central's youth, and like I got to be a leader at a school retreat, which I could have been at Tech, but now I'll be able to do like I can do D-Now for sure, I can do any other events that come up on the weekends and stuff, and. I don't know. It's just it's just a lot more convenient, and I can make it back to Sundays if I want, and stuff like that. And so I don't know. I just don't feel called away from there yet.
Well, that's good, and it's good that you've like that's good that you felt that.
And that's a huge thing that's kind of like come up. And so really, just to sum that part up, is it's just being able to be a mentor and a disciple to like the next generation of like Central students. And then also, another big thing, I'd say pretty big, was when I got here, like, it just, you know, we talked about move-in day. It was tough and stuff. But that weekend was really good, that first weekend. And really, convocation especially, because I'd had a great weekend, and I was kind of beginning to see, like, more and more why I was at Mercer. And during convocation, the president was talking, and he was talking about, Mercer and his kind of his story about Mercer. The Mercer motto is like everyone majors in changing the world or whatever. It's kind of cheesy, but he was kind of like talking about that in his convocation speech, and he was telling a story about how he was able to like. The most impactful case he had, like when he was working in the private sector at a law firm, and he was able to like help a young divorced lady and her family like get her children back and then get their house back, and like how he kind of helped them out of poverty, and like that was how he changed. He was able to like change their world, and he said, you know, everyone here like you might change, it might be in a big way or it might be in a small way, but. You can, everyone change majors in changing the world. Like you might change someone else's world or you might change everybody's world. And like, just in that moment, I definitely felt, like a moment of peace. Cause like I have really big dreams, and, just along with that, I just felt like I was definitely in the right place. And I just kind of felt God telling me that, I always be hesitant when I say that, but I felt like a thought I think God put in my head, and it was, I have you where I want you. And I don't know. I was definitely overcome with emotion in that moment, but it was really good. But and so those are the two main points. And there's been other things like just kind of more minuscule, but there's great ministries here. There's Arthur's here. We talked about Arthur. Good churches, several good churches. And overall, like, it's just a great campus and great teachers. It's more personal, and it just fits me better, especially for this point in my life. And I'm not saying that Tech is still definitely on the table for the future. I mean, I don't know. That's one of my dreams is to get some sort of degree from Tech, but it's not in the picture right now. So I'm just trusting God with what He wants. And if in 2 years He says go to Tech, like I'm gonna be going to Tech. Yeah. But right now in this season. I definitely feel like this is where I need to be, and so it's comforting.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's pretty much it. I don't know. I can.
That's why Tech is the pick for now.
That's why what?
I mean Mercer. My bad. Dang. No.
Nice.
You know, that was supposed to be like...
Way more serious than we normally get, but that was good. I hope hopefully maybe someone can relate to that.
And that is good to finally know, you know? Or not finally know, but finally hear the full story.
Yeah, that's pretty much the full story. I'm sure I missed some little nuances, but...
But if you see him, ask him, and he'll...
unless you're about to score a treat and you're my group and you ask me 10,000 times, I'm not going to tell you. Oh, man. Well, that's pretty much it for that. I'm glad I got to share that.
But, guys, that's it. That is the
story.
That's
pretty much it for this episode.
Of Mercer versus Tech.
That's the story. Yep. Hopefully it was a bit more of a serious episode and maybe a bit more enlightening in our situations. But hope so. As always, don't forget to support us on Patreon.
Yes.
Subscribe and every platform possible. We are on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all the good stuff. So make sure
A lot of smaller ones, I think. I think we should already be on a bunch of smaller
ones. Oh, yeah. We're also on a smaller platform.
First person to get it in the thick of it tattoo.
We'll have our undying support and loyalty forever.
You'll get an automatic guest pass.
Automatic guest pass for sure. Absolutely. Is that even a question? No, that's not a question.
Yeah. So go get a tattoo, preferably face or neck. But yeah, preferably not a trans. Anyways, guys, this has been In the Thick of It with me, Ethan Shuffelbarger.
And me, George Wall.
Thank you guys for listening. And I guess we will see you on the flippity flop.
On the flippity flop. Peace.
Peace, boys and girls.